is the Dazer Update for September 2nd, 2018. I'm Filippo D'Alfa.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
And I'm Chris Sologi.
Just three of us today, because it is Labor Day weekend, and pretty much everybody had stuff to do. Dan Reb's off at Crunchyroll Expo, and everybody else has family engagements. So, yeah, it's just the three of us, and luckily it's just kind of a light week. So, yeah, should be a pretty chill show, all things considered. So, yeah, you guys been doing good this week? Or
I'd say so.
Yeah, just waiting for the temps to go down.
Yeah. It's like I thought it was we were done with the worst of it, but nope. Yeah. Still got a couple more weeks of crap to go through. But yeah, so I've been playing some stuff this week, obviously. For me, it's, you know, still Shining Force CD. I'm playing that on the emulator here on the PC, and I think I'm at the last couple of battles now in Book 1. So, yeah, probably tonight I'll be finishing that and starting on Book 2 and progressing my way through there. Yeah, not entirely sure if the save files carry over from one to the other. It's like it seems to imply that it might, but I'm not sure, because you can't start a Book 2 game without Book 1 being complete. So yeah, kind of interesting. But yeah, that's kind of been it for me. What about you, Pat?
I'm still on that Aquamoto Racing Utopia. Been playing quite a bit of that in the what they call the ski division, I believe, which is as close to wave race as it gets, and still enjoying it quite a bit. Still wish there was some sort of similar function to the B button in wave race, but you know, for a first effort, it's pretty damn good. I'm impressed with it.
Yeah, it's like, I gotta wonder if Nintendo isn't, like, considering doing another wave race at this point.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, so they seem to be, well, bringing just about everything else to the Switch, so
yeah,
that would be a pretty ideal platform to have it on.
Oh, yes, it would.
So yeah, well, what about you, Chris?
Yeah, so I finished up the Platinum for Donut County. Which included some nice stuff near the end. One of which just lose the final boss fight. Which,
okay.
It does one of those things where initially if you take damage, it takes down about a third of your health. So like, okay, three hits. And then it goes down, the third hit goes down to like 10%. Then the final hit goes down to like 2%. And so then it's like, oh, it's five hits instead. Which I just did nothing on. I just set the controller down. It's like, I just don't have to do anything and then I can lose.
Yeah.
But then it goes to a special ending, which is pretty cool. But yeah, that's an easy platinum. It's just a matter of either just looking up guides. It's like the secret stuff it's asking you to get.
Yeah.
Or just figuring it out yourself. But yeah, I also have the full Trashopedia on my YouTube channel, which is it was really fun to look through. I was doing that while we were doing Let's Weekend. And I like that he refers to all of the snakes as spaghetti. calls them, I think, mean spaghetti.
Yeah.
And there's like one that's purple. It's like, mean spaghetti, that's cool. It's like these fun, silly ways of describing all this stuff that is just really well written.
Was it a long game or...?
No, it's maybe about 3 hours total I've spent with it.
Okay.
So it's just a game that knows exactly what it wants to do and does it.
Yeah.
Does it pretty well. But yeah, I've been putting more time into Guacamelee too. Working towards the second dungeon after doing some story stuff. And yeah, that game's really good. And the way they have sort of evolved the upgrade system from beyond just purely getting money and buying stuff is pretty nice, because a lot of it, depending on which of the groups that they're in, like one of them I have is just use this this ability, you know, X amount of time. So it's like now I'm actively like trying out different things, which is pretty nice. And also have upgrades for the chicken morph ability as well. Which is pretty nice. I've been fighting more with him with that form. There's also a trophy attached to it, so they've done a good job of incentivizing you to try out everything, especially if you're the sort of person that wants to 100% get all the upgrades and trophies and all that. But yeah, that game's pretty good. Also jumped into Destiny 2, somewhat related to a thing we'll talk about in a few minutes, but also they put out a free trial for the Gambit mode, which is sort of the, if you remember them talking up a new mode, it's like a first for the genre. This Gambit mode is actually pretty cool. It takes a good bit to understand what's going on because it's kind of complex, but it's a 4v4 mode, and the main way that you main thing you're doing is kind of getting directed, like enemies are spawning over in this area of this map. And you go kill them, they drop these motes that you go and pick up, and you can get up to 15, and you go bank those in this little bank in the middle of the map, and that will spawn a special enemy character on the other team's map. So you're separate for most of the time. Well, pretty much for all of the time. There will be moments that you can sort of trigger a portal open and one of your people can go over and to the other team's thing and try and kill them. And depending on whether you use just survive a certain amount of time or take out a bunch of their people, it'll give your team bonuses and them penalties, which is pretty cool. And then along the way, it will spawn, I forget what it's called, it's just like a big boss. That is just sort of a bullet sponge. But if any of your teammates die, it'll refill some of the health. So you're definitely incentivized to try to survive, but you also have people coming in from the other team, and it's all this kind of chaotic mess. That is still a pretty cool mode. I only got enough time to put in for one session, which is 3 rounds, best of three. We lost the first round, then won the last two, which there's a set time for it. So at a certain point, it's just who has the least amount of health on their boss character that wins the round. So we ended up beating him for the first win and having the least health on it by the second. But yeah, I didn't even know you could bank those motes because I saw my counter is like 15 full, like full. So it's go. Bank it, and I was like, bank it where? I couldn't find the thing. It's like a specific little thing that you have to go to, and I just couldn't figure it out the first time around, but I got it by the second. So that is a pretty cool multiplayer mode. I'm looking forward to getting the Forsaken expansion and trying out some more this week.
Yeah, it kind of sounds
Especially
like they're doing everything they can to turn that game around.
Yeah, it's they're doing a lot of cool stuff with that, and seems like it's going to have the same sort of impact on it that the big first expansion for the first game did, as far as like getting everything into a good spot for them to further expand it. Yeah, though now I went to the tower, and there's I don't know if this is something that's tied to Forsaken, but it's telling me to go to this ramen shop to redeem a coupon or something like that. And I was going over there and I got the prompt, but it didn't do anything, which I think it's tied to the expansion.
Probably.
Cause they had that stuff up early. But yeah, that's one of the games I'm getting this week. Cause this is a killer week. We got DQ11 on Tuesday. We got Spider-Man on Friday. And Zone of the Enders, the second runner, is also out this week, as well as Destiny 2 Forsaken. I think there's still some other stuff also out this week, but it's like, all right, now you got to be strategic with your money. So I'm trying to get something from Gamefly and buy the other two. So that's kind of that's going. Finally got into Forza Horizon 2 on Xbox One, since that was free for Games with Gold last month. And yeah, it's Forza Horizon. It's not really doing anything amazing. It still has those kind of stupid I don't. Where you're racing the planes, even though they're not really racing, they're just flying around by each of the checkpoint markers they'll go through. And it's like, this is all fucking just random. Just get to the end as fast as you can, and you're more likely to get there ahead of the planes. I think there's one that has a train you're racing, which is even stupider because it's on a track.
Well, that's all stuff that Top Gear's done, so it's kind of like a riff on that.
I just don't think, as far as like races are concerned, it's really all that exciting. Other than, oh, that's a neat idea. But yeah, you're racing stuff that you're not actually racing. It's just all like set piece moments that they want a racing game. But it feels like a restrictive version of what 3 is. 'Cause I'm still running into walls. They just put up these nice little walls on some of the sides of roads around buildings that are just tall enough you can't drive over them. It's like you kind of got rid of the barriers, but then you have these other ones that are also annoying. That felt like Forza Horizon 3 got away from for the most part. Outside of just running into buildings, you could pretty much bust into anything else that made sense. But yeah, that game's all right. But now I got like four Forza games installed, and it feels like too many Forza to have at once.
And four is coming out soon, so
And I still don't really know what's all that new about it besides the setting. It's like just some special event type stuff, and it's like, it's okay, I guess. But hell,
Seasons.
yeah.
Okay, that's a thing.
It'll be cold occasionally.
That kind of reminds me with the big fall update that Forza 7 is going to be doing. I'm going to have to revisit it and see if it makes a difference.
I want to say there's a Forzathon thing right now where you complete a race, you get 1 million credits.
Oh, well.
So I need to do that.
That means I'm going to have to download 90 gigs of Forza.
I kind of did that with the Halo Master Chief Collection. So they put out their big updates earlier this past week, ahead of the bit going on Game Pass. And so, sort of like I said with Divinity Original Sin, where I just ended up deleting it and redownloading it because that was much easier than trying to free up space that it wasn't going to fully use. I did that with Halo Master Chief Collection because it wanted 73 gigs, which is now the size of the game. I was like, I have room, but I don't want to sit here and move a bunch of big games around because that takes forever on Xbox One. So I just deleted it and started the download again because that was the easiest way to do it. I tried to check out the whole thing where you can tell it not to install certain games and whatnot, but I couldn't figure it out. I guess you had to start up the game and then do it from within, which it doesn't tell you at all. When I started the download, it kind of looked like you could do it on the sort of the start menu in the OS itself, but I couldn't find it there, and I was like, fuck it, just let it download. Just not going to use the Xbox One for a day. So now that's all installed, and I have Halo I can play. That isn't as buggy as what came out 4 years ago.
Yeah, and the multiplayer might actually work.
Yeah,
Maybe.
I'm hopeful that they added like ability to tell you like how many people are in the different modes and such, because that would be nice not to waste your time. Because before it didn't, so I would let it sit there for 5 or 10 minutes, and it's like, I don't think there's anybody here, or it's busted and nobody can get together. So I don't know. But yeah, that's all right. And I had to update my Xbox One today just before the stream. I was hoping to play something, and 30 minutes later, nope. Those updates take forever. You know, it's like 670 megs. Should not have taken that long. But the way it unpacks that stuff, it takes the longest. But yeah, I think I have the new avatar thing somewhere. It
It's
updated
somewhere in the
something.
player profile or something. I don't know where they bury it now.
The thing that doesn't.
Nobody cares about, so that's why I
Yeah,
put
the
it
thing that
so
doesn't
far.
affect any games or anything like that.
Not
Doesn't really
yet.
serve much of a purpose other than for you to buy stuff. But yeah, I also started up Rocket League, which got a big update this week that's added clubs as well as the updated progression system. So basically, the original game had a cap at 75, and the way it's calculated, like XP and all that, where I was at was like taking a whole year to get up a level. Not playing constantly, but playing enough to be like, I don't know if I'm even going up. Am I about to hit a cap? Is that why? And no, but now after you complete matches, it'll pop up and say, hey, you've got this much XP from this match, and for you get bonuses with how much score you get in the game, all that sort of stuff. So that makes a lot more sense. I think people that had hit the cap, they sort of reconfigured how they calculate that stuff. So you get more for playing longer games and having to complete the game. So if you quit out, you don't get any XP or anything like that. So yeah, a lot of people are up into the hundreds now. So that'll be nice. Also, just been watching more RLCS stuff because they have stream rewards that'll drop randomly. So I've gotten a couple of those. But yeah, kind of just dipping into a lot of things for this week, in preparation for the onslaught that is coming.
Yeah, it starts this week.
Yeah, I even kind of started up Dragon Quest VII on the 3DS in anticipation of 11, and that game's pretty good, though I was annoyed at not being able to save for a little while because I was in the middle of the intro and had to quit out to go get something in the eShop, and I couldn't figure out how to save. It's like I had to keep going in the intro for like another 15 minutes. Like, no, I don't want to play this anymore. And I couldn't quick save, and the people in the church were assholes. Like, oh, congratulations, you're 16. You're growing up so fast. Like, no, I just want to save you assholes. Do your job. But yeah, that's been pretty much it.
So we'll start off with September's PS Plus and Games with Gold, because we just, well, those have been, we knew about those last week, but we forgot to mention them, so we can do that.
Yes, for PlayStation Plus, the big games are Destiny 2 and God of War 3 Remastered. Destiny 2 went up right when they announced this, specifically because they had the Gambit 24-hour trial for people to check out, which just ended at 1 o'clock about an hour ago. So, otherwise, everything else is going to go up on Tuesday. And the weird thing about Destiny 2 is people complain, they're like, oh, it's a cash grab. It's like, that's why everything goes up on these services. They give you the game for free, and then you can buy the DLC with it, or buy the other games that they make. But yeah, God of War 3 Remastered, that's a really good game. I see that on there. Everything else here is cross-buy with PS4, so it's a full 6 games. There's Another World, 20th Anniversary Edition. It's also PS4, PS3, and Vita. That's one of those nice little adventure games that are really fucking hard if you don't know what you're doing. But there's lots of little secrets and such in that. That is pretty cool. Cube Director's Cut, that's PS4 and PS3. That is sort of a Portal clone. So if you have noticed there hasn't been any Portals in a long time, this one could help fill that hole a little bit. There is Sparkle 2, PS4, PS3, and Vita. It is a puzzle game, very much like Zuma. And that one's a pretty good one from 10 Tons. And there's also Foul Play, which is PS4 and Vita. That is sort of a brawler, side-scrolling brawler, with a bit of like Art Deco play kind of aesthetic. There's sort of a crowd watching what you're doing, and you get bonuses for keeping the action up. But also, they still have some stuff continuing from last month, which is Here They Lie for PSVR and PS4. That's still going to be available till October 2nd, if you want to scare the shit out of yourself in VR. There's Knowledge is Power, is one of the PlayLink titles. I think it's sort of a trivia game. So get some people together on phones, and you can do some have a little trivia fun. That's still available till November 6th. So yeah, some nice games this month.
Yeah, not bad for a PS4.
Yep.
Xbox One's a little bit meh, kind of mixed this month, so.
Yeah, for Xbox One, available right now is Prison Architect, Xbox One Edition.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah, it's a good prison tycoon kind of game.
Yep.
From the, I forget who that team is. Is that the, I forget what the team is, what they did. They did some stuff on the PC.
Yeah, I can't remember it off the top of my
Yeah.
head.
But yeah, that's available until the end of the month. LiveLock is the other Xbox One game,
Yep.
from the 16th to October 15th, which that's a game I bought on sale on PS4 for $5. It was $20 normally, so they must be doing a price drop on that. So they say $10 here is normal price. That's pretty decent dual stick shooter, sort of action RPG kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, that's not exactly the sort of game you want as like a big showpiece for this sort of service.
Yeah.
But for the Xbox 360 stuff, there's LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Lore, Clone Wars. That's the 1st to the 15th. And Sega Vintage Collection Monster World for the 16th to the 30th. Which I think that includes what all those Monster World Monster Boy games.
Yep. And those are the ones that are done by M2, so the emulation and stuff is really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely worth getting your hands on that at the very least.
And we got one of those coming later on, probably next year, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
From another developer.
So
Decent month.
yeah, not
But
bad.
it seems like the Game Pass stuff is maybe siphoning some of the star power from this stuff, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like that's where they're putting most of the good stuff.
Yeah, because they got Onrush. I forget what else is coming. Probably look at Xbox Wire because there's probably a story about it.
Probably.
Yeah, Quantum Break, Halo, Onrush. Onrush is the fifth, okay. Even Call of Duty, Shadow Warrior, Skyforce Reloaded, Manuel Samuel, Snake Pass, Gianna's Sisters, and Innerspace.
Yeah, a lot better stuff there.
Yeah,
So,
though you're also paying more for that too.
yeah, but you're also getting access to the entire library,
Yeah.
so there's that. So yeah, not bad for a freebie month either way. Quick follow on from last week. We talked about the rumored Xbox All Access hardware subscription service, which is basically like a lease to own type thing.
Yeah.
So that's confirmed now. It's
Yeah.
out.
Though we did get the catch. Microsoft stores is the only place it's at.
Yeah, and
There's, I looked it up, there's three in Ohio. Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, and I wouldn't drive 2 hours to go get a payment plan Xbox One.
yeah, I think you could do it online though.
Now it's in stores only.
Oh.
Yeah, their page for it on the Microsoft Store site, it says for limited time in store only. I think it's also until supplies last. They're only doing so many of these.
Yeah, I think it's an experiment, see
Yeah.
how well it goes. But I'd be very surprised if it doesn't roll out to like other retailers at some point.
Yeah.
Because yeah, this is something you could definitely see Best Buy trying to flog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So weird, it's saying 0% APR being mentioned for a console.
the game console. I know. Yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah.
And to be fair, if you get on this plan, it's actually like $30 cheaper than getting all those things separately. So,
Yeah.
well, if you're not the type of person that goes deal hunting anyway.
Yeah, if you're paying full price, I think for the X, it's $20 cheaper, not counting tax.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a thing. Not
Yeah.
really much else to say. It's just yeah, it exists now. If you're interested, go to a Microsoft store. If you actually know where one of those is.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
They're apparently nice.
Yeah.
So I
It's
don't
like how
know.
we don't really have 7-Elevens here.
Yeah. So what else we got here? We had an indie showcase this week, and a lot of the stuff that showed up in Europe showed up here.
No,
But there was
actually,
also some other stuff
no,
too.
this was pretty much all new stuff. Yeah, so the stuff they showed off, their big like end was Into the Breach,
Yeah.
which is a really good game from the team behind FTL.
Yep.
Interesting thing is there's no touch controls in it, from what I've heard.
Weird, because that would be a game that actually could make a good use of it.
Yeah, and I assume that probably is a good sign for people with PS4s and Xbox Ones that'll probably also come over.
Yeah.
Because there's no real reason that couldn't work on controllers since the Switch kind of requires it.
Yeah.
Let's see, Hyper Light Drifter Special Edition is on the way September 6th. It's going to include a couple special items in it. Yeah, an exclusive outfit that will help locate hidden items. And some new weapons, the Crystal Shot and Blade Caster. You can pre-order it now. Towerfall is coming. It's going to include the DLC expansions. That is out September 22nd, 27th. That's from the guy that made Celeste.
Yeah.
There's Treasure Stack, which is a puzzle game, but with some platforming mechanics in it, as you're kind of picking up the blocks and sort of putting them around, moving them around a little bit. So kind of a little bit like Pokemon Puzzle League, and that sort of puzzle game, but
Yeah.
with some actual platforming stuff. That is out sometime this winter. There's Zarvot. It's an arcade-style game. Let's see. Charcoal and Mustard are the stars of this charming arcade game about friendship among cubes. Story mode, players adventure through nine worlds. They attempt to cheer up their best friend, and there's a versus mode. It's launching first on Switch in October. There's Mineko's Night Market, which is one of those games where you run a shop, but also go kill stuff to fill it up.
Yeah, I've heard of that
And it has lots of cats in it.
one.
So yeah, that one looks really nice. It has a really nice art style to it as well. That is out early 2019 and is first on Switch.
Yeah, you hear that a lot during that showcase.
Yeah.
First on Switch.
There is Samurai Gun 2 got announced, which looks pretty cool. It's a multiplayer combat game. But now they're going to have a adventure mode, single player stuff. And yeah, they're going to have versus mode still, four players battling it out. And it's out on Switch early 2019. Bullet Age is, let's see, a co-op action game. Has swords and guns, platforming, upgradable weapons, and a nice art style. Has HD Rumble. It's console exclusive on Switch in November. There's The World Next Door. Starts influenced by anime. It's a story-driven game following a rebellious teenage girl trapped in a parallel world inhabited by magical characters. And yeah, that game looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
Let's see, that is out on Switch in early 2019. It has like dialogue choices, all that sort of stuff, reputation systems.
Yeah, kind of a little visual novel-ish,
Yeah.
kind of other stuff going on in there too.
Yep. Let's see, Level Head is the next one, which is sort of a kind of a creation game where you're building levels for other people. And yeah. Leaderboards, level sharing, couch co-op, lots of stuff to do. That's it's gonna let's see. It's gonna be have shared levels between PC, iOS, and Android. That is on Switch in
Sounds pretty
November.
cool.
Yep. There's King of the Hat. That is a party game. Let's see. Finds players crushing their friends' hats before they crush their own. Okay, I assume you have to jump on people's heads. Yeah. It looks like it's. Let's see. Yeah, two button controls, local and online multiplayer. Is out early 19 on the Switch. And there's Untitled Goose Game, which we saw at PSX last year. So it made its debut and kind of came back. It's more about a game where you're basically a goose who's an asshole. Part stealth
Wow.
game, part sandbox. And yeah, that's out early 2019.
at least the goose representation is accurate, because we all know the geese are assholes.
Yep.
So,
And they also announced a bunch of dates for some other stuff. There's The Messenger, which is out now. Bastion is coming out on the 13th of September.
Yes.
It's a real good game. Wasteland 2 Director's Cut is out on the 13th of September.
Yeah.
Undertale finally got confirmed for a September 18th date. Light Fingers is out on September 20th. Got Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP. It's out in October. I saw that that does not have Twitter support.
Yeah.
Because of Nazis.
Yeah, that may be a good thing.
Yep. Jackbox Party Pack 5 is out in November, or October. Transistor is out in November. It's another good game. Desert Child is out in December. I'm not sure what that one is. I'm trying to look it up real quick. Okay, yeah, I see. This looks pretty neat. What is it? Action Racing Role-Playing Simulation, or the genres, it says.
Yeah, that's
hunt
weird.
Bounties, deliver pizzas, throw races, do anything to earn cash. And explore pixel art solar system inspired by Cowboy Bebop, Akira, and Redline. So I got some nice stuff there. And the last one is Dragon Marked for Death, December 13th.
Lots of indie stuff going on.
Yeah, that's the new Inti Creates game.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is pretty good news for the Switch, I'd say. It's like, it's becoming the Vita that people actually bought. So
yeah,
that's a good thing, I would guess. Yeah, it's third-party support on the Switch is not a problem, it seems. So, not much more.
As long as you're not expecting every third-party game.
Yeah, you're not going to be playing Cyberpunk 2077 on the Switch. Let's just put it that way. That's not happening. So, and if you are, I'll eat my hat. So there. Moving on, we got a quick delay announcement. This is probably a good thing, because Battlefield 5 was scheduled to come out in October, but it was like right between Call of Duty and Red Dead Redemption, so EA chose wisely to move it out to November 20th.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's good for them.
Yeah.
Because November doesn't have too much in it.
Yeah.
But, everybody's trying to get out before Red Dead Redemption. He's like, we'll come out a little bit later. Get a little more time to work on it. And that should be a good slot for it.
Yeah. And let's face it, it's a dice game, so it's going to be buggy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we got Shovel Knight, King of Cards. Oh, that's the expansion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the expansion featuring the... I forget what his name is. King Knight.
Yeah. I can't remember, but...
Yeah, that's... it's out on April 9th next year.
The price is going up.
Yep, they're raising the price for the base game up to $40. Which gets you 3 extra campaigns, I think it is.
Okay.
The Spectres campaign, Plague Knights campaign, and the King Knights campaign, as well as the Shovel Knights.
Yeah.
So that's 4 campaigns. You also get the multiplayer, which is called Shovel Knight Showdown, coming to everything but the 3DS and Vita.
Yeah.
And, there's going to be a physical release of this version with all of that in it. There's also going to be a new Amiibo 3-pack. Featuring the Plague Knight, Spectre Knight, and King Knight. I think it's out the same day as the big release.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do those get you? They unlock new challenges in their respective games, cosmetic armor set in their respective games, and a fairy companion usable across all single-player Shovel Knight games. So that's some nice stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Shovel Knight is the game that just continues to evolve and grow.
Yeah. And I need to play those other 2 campaigns some more.
Yeah.
If you want to get all that stuff on the cheap, it's now officially on sale.
Yeah.
$24.99. So get it now while it's pretty cheap.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Yep.
Good game. So we had a surprise announcement this week. Streets of Rage 4 was officially announced. I never thought I'd see that ever happen, but
Especially with Sega not really being involved in it.
Yeah, Sega's not involved in it. Dotemu is publishing. I think Guard Crush Games is the one who are doing development, and they did that weird Streets of Fire.
Streets of Fury.
Streets of Fury. Streets of Fire is a really bad 80s movie that you should watch because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, probably some inspiration for Final Fight, but anyway.
I know this game.
Yeah.
I know Streets of Fury.
Yeah. So, yeah, what do we think? I mean, we got the trailer. We didn't get much more than that.
Yeah.
Getting Streets of Rage back is a pretty big deal. I think they've got the right team working on it. I kind of wonder if it'll have the same 16-bit graphics switch that Wonder Boy had, because that would be perfect for this.
Yeah. Of course, they would have to basically redraw the sprites twice, because it looks like they're doing like all new assets for this.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yuzo Koshiro is not involved in this, as you could very easily tell from
that's a bit of a red light for me, but
yeah. I don't know. I want to give it the benefit of the doubt. But the fact that Sega in-house isn't handling this just makes me a little bit eh. So, and then again, the people that are working on it seem to be very well aware of the fact that they should not fuck it up.
Yeah.
So, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt.
It'll be interesting to see if this is more of a Sonic Mania situation or a Sonic the Hedgehog 4 situation.
Yeah. Let's hope it turns out like Mania.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that art style that they're going for, I'm not really sure I'm too much of a fan of. I'm not sure why Blaze has this massive badonkadonk. We'll see. They have, like, all we got is a teaser trailer. We have no platforms, no release date. So
yeah.
I would be very surprised if this happens this year. It's probably sometime 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll look forward to it, and then we'll punch people wearing patched up trench coats again. So that's a thing. In other news, somebody at Bandai Namco is getting fired. So they brought a build of Soul Calibur 6 to Australia for the show. Turns out it was the wrong build, and it actually leaked out Cervantes and Raphael. So.
Yeah, trying to find the name of the event here. I don't think it mentions the name of the event, but they put the playable build out there, and Cervantes and Raphael were right there.
Yeah,
and that's not supposed to happen without trailers and, you know, the formal reveal. Procedures. So, I'm guessing this was supposed to be a TGS build.
Probably. They're probably going to bring the trailers out alongside that, and they kind of have to just own it now.
Those
two characters that you saw, you didn't really see those. Yeah, we're not doing those. No, nope, that's not happening. But I can't say that those characters are actually too surprising in any way. You know, Raphael has been in there since Soul Calibur 2, Cervantes since the original.
They're mainstays.
Soul Edge, so you can't really not have them in there.
Yeah, I'm still hoping one of those last two boxes is Wong.
Yeah. Do we have, we don't have footage of them yet, do we?
I don't think they've had time to catch up and put out the trailers, so.
So good news. Even though Namco hasn't actually officially announced it, at least one of my mains is there. So good stuff. In other news, we got Onimusha Warlords.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a game I didn't expect to ever see again.
Yeah.
And this isn't just going on the backward compatibility list. This is a remake.
Yeah. So remake to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Steam. It's January 15th of 2019.
Yeah, so now that's January release windows. Getting pretty busy there.
Yeah.
'Cause I was just looking at it. See, the 18th is Ace Combat 7, Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, Resident Evil's the 25th, and Kingdom Hearts 3 is the 29th.
Yeah.
That's all the Japanese games are coming out then.
Yeah.
And the Western games come out on the 22nd of February.
Yeah. So in January, nobody in Japan is going to get any work done.
No.
In February, nobody in the U.S. is getting any work done. So
Nope.
I guess that's how that works.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, they're updating the graphics, widescreen support, as well as 16 by 9. Yeah, 16 by 9 and 4 by 3 options. Yeah, they're even changing up the menus. Screen scroll feature. It's been added for widescreen. The background scrolls up and down according to player movements, showing areas that can't be fully displayed. So they're not like retrofitting it for widescreen. They're kind of just cropping it seems.
Yeah.
That's not great. But yeah, analog stick support. This is how old that game is. Yeah, because I think this was kind of like a Resident Evil, Feudal Japan kind of game, wasn't it?
Warlords was. Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was,
Sort of
it
like
had tank controls
yeah,
and
sort of like
stuff,
Devil May
but
Cry was initially like a Resident Evil kind of game,
yeah.
but they kind of broke out of it. I think this one sort of has that as well. Yeah, they have easy mode available from the start, so you don't have to unlock it. I don't know what you had to do to unlock easy mode, but
You had to finish the
that's not great. You
game.
have to be
No.
pretty good at the game, then you get easy mode.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, they got a new soundtrack, and they have Japanese voices that are going to be available. Let's see. Yep, $20. It's a pretty good price.
yeah, not bad if you want to get your Onimusha
Get a
on.
physical release on PS4 and Xbox One. Switch is digital, and Europe is all digital.
Yeah, that's odd for if you're European.
Yeah.
Although since the Switch isn't region locked, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, actually no, Switch is digital here too, so duh. But yeah, PS4 and Xbox One aren't region locked, so. What else we got here? So yeah, SNK 40th Anniversary is a collection we're looking forward to. It's coming out on the Switch and apparently nothing else.
Still has some secrets to keep, apparently.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and they've just announced they're going to be releasing 10 extra games post-launch. They've revealed five of them today.
And we
Well,
still don't
not
even know the
yesterday.
full main lineup either.
Nope. But yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, yeah, we're going to release this collection and then we're going to add more stuff to it afterwards. That
And you
never
still don't know
happens.
what's coming on day one either.
Yeah.
So yeah, the new five games, Chopper One, Fantasy, Munch Mobile, Sasuke vs. Commander, and Time Soldiers.
Yeah, the only one of those that I know is Time Soldiers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I really wish this collection would come out on something other than the Switch because I don't have one of those. So,
Yeah. Do we have a date yet?
no.
November
Well,
13th.
there's time.
we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, November 13th on the Switch. Yeah, this is the one where they actually turned the Ikari Warriors rotary controllers into proper dual stick. Some very clever coding going on there. So
I guess sort of SNK related, there's a bunch of those games that are on sale on the PS4, the Arcade Archives collection.
I should point out that they've added Cross Swords to that lineup, and I cannot I cannot recommend that game enough. That is one of the best non-fighting games to ever appear on a Neo Geo platform. And, oh.
Yeah, Cross Swords, good stuff.
Here's the stuff that's on sale right now. Alpha Mission 2, Art of Fighting, Burning Fight, Fatal Fury 2, King of Fighters 94, King of the Monsters, Metal Slug, Puzzled, and Samurai Showdown. All $4.79 each.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, first deals these have ever had, so
Yeah.
either
Well,
get it or
congrats on
you
those.
forfeit your right to complain about sales ever again.
Yeah. So what else we got here? So we got our first look at Spelunky 2 gameplay.
Looking real
Yeah,
good.
it looks like Spelunky, just more and better.
Yeah, they got like actual fluid physics. So if you bust up the bottom of a pool of water or magma, that stuff will just drop down onto you. So you got to be careful with how much chaos you're causing, at least if you're under it. Yeah, it stars Mr. Spelunky's daughter. I forget what her name is. Anna Spelunky. There's going to be online support for co-op. Yeah, it looks real nice. Some people are saying it looks kind of looks bad. I think because some of the tile stuff is not as detailed as what was in the last version, but I think the rest of it looks real nice because there's just a bigger variety of stuff in there.
Yeah, I never played the original
You
Spelunky,
should
so
change that.
yeah, I really should.
Yeah, it's a really nice game.
All right, another one that's kind of cool. After 24 years, the last secret of Doom 2 has finally been figured out.
Yeah, this is a secret number 4 on map 15, the industrial zone. They have been able to cheat and find it using noclip, but they did not ho know how you actually trigger it legit.
Yeah, it is pretty complicated.
Yeah, basically you get in front of it, and you let an enemy's attack push you into it. They say pain elemental specifically.
Yeah, because his like weird projectiles have the ability to push you back.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So, and specifically for the DOS version, because this is something that they kind of fixed in other editions.
Yeah, I think they fixed it because people were like, well, it must be broken because nobody can get it.
Yeah.
Nobody realized that that was supposed to be
Yep.
that way. Have we mentioned John Romero's an asshole?
Yep.
Yeah, because that was deliberate, and turns out, yeah, he actually explained on Twitter how that secret actually worked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love stuff like this. It's like,
Yeah.
it's one of those things. It's like, the source code for Doom has been out for decades. Well, almost a decade and a half now. People have been looking at it and never been able to figure it out.
Is it just
So,
that they weren't looking for that specifically?
they were trying, and a lot of people were trying to figure out what was going on there.
Yeah.
But somebody apparently had the idea, like, wait a minute, I know that if I try to touch that, it doesn't work. But if a pain elemental hits me, I can be pushed back, and then teleporter would trigger. So,
Yeah.
as somebody was thinking outside the box, this Zero Master
Yeah. Yeah, he's the only person in the world that has a legit 100% save file for Doom 2.
for the DOS version, at least.
Yeah.
So, cool stuff. Yeah. Anyways, next up we got so Owlboy's creator is he did a kind of a fan trailer for Chrono Break.
And it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's a shame that we'll never see it.
Yep. But yeah, that's. Yeah, you can definitely. He said he spent about 2 months working on this. And yeah, it definitely looks like it. It's a really nice sort of upgraded sprite graphics that just looks real nice.
Wonder if they'll ever actually make a game based on it. It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean,
Yeah.
Lost Sphere's done.
So, yeah, good bit of creativity there. I recommend you guys check that out. It's actually a really nice trailer. So,
Yep.
and play Owlboy because it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, we'll talk about. I kind of have to bring it up because, yeah, it was a big story that broke pretty much as we were ending the show last week. The Jacksonville shooting at the gaming bar during the Madden tournament. So EA has done a couple of things. First, they've created a $1 million tribute fund for the Jacksonville victims. And they've also canceled the rest of the Madden tour.
Yeah, so they set up this $1 million fund that they're in partnership with, I forget who, GoFundMe, and there's another group. I think I had to look at their Twitter account real quick. But essentially, they're going to be having a stream on September 6th and sort of help raise some more money for these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jack's, let's see, National Compassion Fund and GoFundMe. So they're going to have a stream on this Thursday. They got a GoFundMe page set up already, which is at, let's see, $1,017,000 of a $2 million goal. So yeah, that's going to be a pretty cool thing they're doing.
Yeah.
Then yeah, the EA itself put out a announcement from Andrew Wilson, the CEO,
Yeah.
basically saying that see, the event was a qualifying tournament for Madden Classic. They're operated independently by partners, but they work with them to ensure competitive integrity and to gather feedback from players. So they've canceled the three remaining qualifier events, and sort of work to see, establish a consistent level of security at all of our competitive gaming events. So they're going to rethink all their strategy for security and sort of get back on track once they get that all laid out.
Yeah,
And
which
we
they
had a,
really have to do,
yeah,
honestly.
we had a bunch of other groups like Evo and others say, yeah, we're going to be doing the same thing. Sort of reworking our security plans and beefing it up.
Yeah, you were at Evo this year, Pat. And what was that like over there? It's like they didn't. Was it pretty
I mean,
lax or?
there was security. It wasn't airtight. It was kind of surreal being there at what was the scene of the biggest mass shooting in American history. The same building, the same, literally the same place, and it wasn't all that long ago. And apparently there had been a threat that had been put in a month or two prior. So that was a bit unnerving, but I never really felt any sense of impending doom there. I never really felt like anything was actually going to happen because the security that was in place was pretty good. And they definitely seem to have procedures and they had their shit together.
Yeah, and this is like, I don't think they had like metal detectors and stuff like that, or
No. No.
so.
But apparently, there's talk that there's going to have to be like metal detectors at every major tournament moving forward, and
Yeah, that's gonna
Yeah.
pose a problem
That's going to
because,
complicate things.
yeah, because I think there's metal inside of fight switches.
Fight
Pretty
sticks,
sure
yeah.
that's a thing that
Yeah.
happens.
I assume they'll have like a separate line for competitors and the audience.
Yeah.
At least make it easier for the important people to get in first and
Yeah.
faster.
Although in this case that wouldn't have helped because
No.
the guy that did it was a competitor. So,
Yeah.
anyway. So at least they're taking it seriously. I mean, nobody's getting to the root of the problem, but that's, just this is the world we live in.
That's like trying to fight the tide in
Yeah.
this country.
Yep. So last story of the day, from Riot Games. They're the ones that do League of Legends and have been notorious for having a really toxic, company culture. Apparently they're, well, they've made pledges to, change its executive team and that company culture. So,
That's a lot of heads to roll.
Yeah, they're not getting rid of everybody. They're pledging to have more diversity and all that. Yeah, so they're going to expand its diversity and inclusion initiative, revisit their cultural values, and hold employees accountable. They hired two consultants to help pave the way for these next steps, and they also say they're prepared to make big changes and have begun taking specific action against specific cases, including removal of rioters, which is what they call their employees. Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, they talk about how a lot of people since Kotaku posted their big article, like others that are former or even current, have been posting about their experiences. Some of which have gotten the same sort of thing, others haven't. Might have also seen like Cliffy B like talking shit, saying he's known those a few women on the team like they don't have any issues. It's like, does it mean the others don't?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like he was also calling the Kotaku article fake news. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Jesus
Nobody wants to
Christ.
hear about your downplaying other people's experiences.
Yeah. Especially since you just had a company that failed on you, just so
Yeah.
just point that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
go
so,
on. I'm sure his relevance will be showing up on eBay shortly.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, see, it says in the coming weeks and months, Riot says it will expand its diversity inclusion initiative. They're looking for a chief diversity officer to become part of its executive leadership team, promise to evaluate its recruiting practices, and offer more anti-harassment training. They're pledging to revisit the language of Riot's words like gamer and meritocracy to ensure they mean the same thing to all of us. Yeah, that's another thing that people were talk to Kotaku were mentioning. Let's see, no one and nothing is sacred. Prepared to make big changes, and have begun taking action against specific cases. Yeah, they're not going to get into those details publicly. For legal and private reasons. So, yeah, it's good that they're taking that stuff seriously,
Yeah,
and
it's
are
kind
making
of,
changes.
yeah. I mean, I wish them the best. I know a lot of people that play League of Legends. I don't understand why, but they do. If
It's
the
going to be a huge project.
it's going to be a huge project, but like I'm about to say there, it's kind of a case, kind of like Uber. It was a really crappy culture from the get-go. And it takes new management to look at things from the top down and go, yeah, this isn't working. And Uber has actually done a pretty good job of kind of turning things around. So if it can work for them, it can work for other companies.
Yeah, the Uber also had the problem of people that were kind of corrupt,
Yeah.
and trying to cheat them out of money. That
Yeah.
was
Well, they
not
don't.
great to have
Yeah.
either.
Riot Games doesn't mention that, but I'm sure somebody was on skimming off the top for sure. So, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, good luck. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. So we'll get to our picks of the week this week, and I'll start us off with Blockchain Tycoon, which is a new game on Steam where you can start off your crypto mining career and, yeah, it's actually a fairly accurate depiction of what crypto mining is, and you can get into it for a few bucks and earn a whole bunch of virtual currency that isn't actually worth anything, which is completely accurate. So, yeah, you may as well do that than actually invest in crypto mining gear because that bubble has pretty much burst. So, yeah, it's a fun little early access game. I recommend giving it a look. It seems to be in very active development now. So yeah, check it out. It's kind of fun. About you, Pat?
I just wanted to double down on pointing out that Cross Swords is on the Hamsters Arcade Archives collection. I think it's on the Switch right now, and it's coming to Xbox One and PS4 imminently.
Yeah.
So definitely look into that when you get the chance because it is fantastic. Great co-op fun.
Yeah. So cool stuff there. And you, Chris?
Yeah, so there is a nice new sale on the Switch eShop. Axiom Verge is $10, half off. It's a good game to get.
Yeah.
Battle Chef Brigade is $12. They just had their big update that added some good content to it. Let's see, Human Fall Flat is half off. That just got a big multiplayer update, so now it has 8-player online multiplayer,
Yeah.
so you can play with friends. Let's see, what else we have here? There is Flame in the Flood is half off. That Shining game, Resonance Refrain, got a sale.
Already.
Already. That's not a good sign.
See if there's anything else here. Not too much for the Switch itself, but there's also a big flash sale on PSN being tied to PAX happening right now. There's quite a bit of good stuff there on sale. The Bloodborne Complete Edition is $12. I get the base game and the big expansion. There's a bunch of PS1 stuff that's on sale. Symphony of the Night, I think the Suikoden games, Castlevania Chronicles. There's a bunch of PS2 stuff as well. Capcom vs. SNK2, Capcom Fighting Evolution, the Castlevania PS2 game, Lament of Innocence. Let's see, Darkstalkers, all those games, even the remake they put out a few years ago. Cosmic Star Heroine's on sale, half off. That's a good one to get. Crypt of the NecroDancer. Yeah, ton of stuff here that
Yeah,
people
literally
should have been.
pages and pages and pages of it.
Yeah, the DMC stuff. If you want to check out that, Full Throttle
Yeah,
is
that's a
on
good
there.
one.
Grim Fandango, God Hand, Hitman Goes, a really good puzzle game. Mega Man Legends 1 and 2, Soul Reaver, the Metal Slug, a bunch of the Metal Slug, Metal Slug 3, Metal Slug Double X, the Anthology, which is okay. Overall New and Tasty, Neon Chrome. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff people should check out here. The Persona 4 Arena games, Raiden 4, Persona 5 Ultimate Edition. If you want to get a bunch of weird DLC you don't really need. Persona 3 Portable. There's a real good one. It's $10. Shantae, bunch of that stuff. Rogue Aces. This is real good, sort of roguelike. Yeah, the South Park stuff. Skylar and Plux is a 3D platformer I really like. It's on sale for pretty cheap now. Yeah, Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition Complete. That's $8 with the DLC. Suikoden 3, Suikoden 4, Suikoden 2. Yeah. Quite a bit of stuff here to check out. The Surge, Thumper. Thumper's real good. Silver Case, Tomb Raider, bunch of those games. Trials Fusion, Torment, Tides of Numenera.
Yeah, that one's worth it.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's the Trials Fusion, the Max expansion is also on sale. So yeah, if
Yep.
you don't have that yet, pick that up.
And Zero Escape, the Nunnery games, is on sale for $20. That's pretty good. The Valkyria Chronicles Remastered is $12. That's a good one to get. Which I saw that just got announced for the Switch. And if you buy four, you get a discount on the digital version for the first game.
I gotta wonder right now if Sony is not planning to drop PS1 support on the PS4 soon.
Don't know.
They're putting a lot of these PS1 games on sale. The Vita is being de-emphasized. The PS3 is being de-emphasized. It makes me wonder if they're not looking to, in a future firmware, just add that support, because it's not like it would be hard for them to do.
Yeah, maybe.
We can hope.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got a firmware update the other day, and well, that didn't really do much, but anyway. But yeah, so a lot of good stuff there on sale. Go and check it out. Sonic Mania is not on sale. If you were waiting for
No.
that, no. Yeah, keep
Yeah, I
waiting.
don't think that's been on sale on the consoles yet.
Not yet. I've never seen it on sale yet.
Very weird.
Well, I don't really, they don't really need to put it on sale. It's selling quite
Yeah.
well as it is. So,
Yeah, but Sega puts all the other Sonic stuff on sale pretty regularly. So it's kind of weird that they have their best game and said, "Nah, we're not gonna put this on sale."
No, they also just launched Mania Plus, so
Yeah.
so there's that. I don't think anybody's really gonna want to buy the original Mania when Plus is, well, better. So
Yeah.
so I guess we have a show for today. It was kind of a light week, but hey, we still made it happen. So I'd like to remind everybody that if you're not subscribed to the show, you can do so on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, or your favorite podcast aggregator. You can also check us out at smashpad.com, where we've got our fun content. I'm sure there'll be some Crunchyroll stuff showing up tomorrow, or probably during the week. I know Dan Reb has an interview tomorrow that he's looking forward to. So
yes.
Yeah, we'll be.
I think we're all kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. So for Patrick Mifflin and Chris Sologi, I have been Filippo Rinolfo, and we'll see you next week.